with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump lashing out at reporters this week in the Oval Office after they asked him how long he's willing to give Iran to respond to the stalled negotiations. He compared this timeline to the war in Iran with past military conflicts.
Don't rush me, Jeff. You know, guys like you, you want to say, oh, so we're in Vietnam like for 18 years. We're in Iraq for many, many years. We're in for all the, I don't like to say World War II because that was a biggie, but we were 4.5, almost 5 years in World War II. We were in the Korean War for 7 years. I've been doing this for 6 weeks.
And the president, angry at reporters this week, he says they're giving biased coverage of the war. Pain at the pump, it is a nationwide reality since the war with Iran started, but worst of all, in some Democrat-controlled states.
A lot of these, this is just blue state stupidity that they pay so much for gas.
And that is economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. He told the Salem Radio Network this week that some of those states actually have a lot of untapped energy resources of their own.
New York has a lot of oil, too. I mean, they are the Utica Shale, which Pennsylvania drills to get money. The idiot New Yorkers in Albany, the lawmakers, won't allow the drilling. So, you know, in Pennsylvania, they're drilling horizontally under New York and taking out all their oil.
Wildfires in the South expanding.
My house is gone.
Video by Brittany Quinn shows a heartbreaking scene of burned-out vehicles and smoking debris left by a wildfire in Brantley County in southeast Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp spoke at a news conference after touring the damage.
We believe it was started by a balloon landing on a power line causing an arc that created the fire.
County Manager Joey Caton urged residents to heed evacuation orders.
And that report from correspondent Jennifer King. As of Friday, those fires have burned 38,500 acres. This is SRN News. A new poll on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still dire. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, and under that, religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on what was supposed to have been limited relief briefly guaranteed for those wrongly imprisoned. This is SRN News. There's a lot of buzz here in Washington about a new project at the White House.
Melania Trump is growing the White House honey program. The First Lady says she's added a beehive in the shape of the White House to two other beehives first put on the South grounds in 2009. The White House says in peak summer months, the bee population can reach 70,000, producing more than 200 pounds of honey in a year. The new hive could increase that by about 30 pounds. Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are coming to the White House next week. They are supporters of beekeeping. The White House uses the honey the bees produce to prepare meals, as official gifts, and in donations to food kitchens. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visually impaired runners in London using AI-powered smart glasses to support marathon training and everyday life. Those glasses combine real-time audio cues with guide runners and other supported tools. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.